goes super fast.
Back-to-back 20-win seasons for the Redbirds for the first time in nearly 20 years. Of course, two seasons ago, a Missouri Valley Conference championship and a trip to the NCAA and a win in the NCAA, which was just marvelous. Not quite that successful last year, but still a very, very good year.
Well, indeed. You know, our team has done a really fantastic job the last three consecutive summers. And what do I mean by that? It means that our players are here doing strength training over the summer, and they're here having to run their own open gyms. And we've had three really good summers, and I think it's really produced some really good fall seasons, and hopefully it'll do it again this year. But we lost six senior starters that in 2014. So to be able to come back and have a great year last year says a lot about Ashley Rush and Jalen Keane, two of our returners from that team who were starters, who really took this new young group under their wings and really helped us to start strong and finish strong last year. So that's good. But we lose Ashley Rush. She's one of the most decorated volleyball players in the history of the program here, and she graduated this summer. And so Jalen Keane is the only returning player from that championship team. So, and she's doing a great job. She's really led the team well this summer and this past spring as well. And it should be an interesting fall for sure.
You know, that's the downside of recruiting great athletes. Eventually, they leave. They
Indeed.
Go away.
I know. I know. It is. It's great though to see them evolve and develop. But yes, by the time they're seniors and they're finishing their career, they're usually playing their best volleyball, you hope anyway, and that's certainly the case with those seniors, those six seniors and 14 and Ashley last year. So yeah, we gotta, you know, you gotta start over every year, right? Our theme this year is start again, so here we go, we're starting again, it's a new start.
All right, we're gonna get a look at your ladies at the red white scrimmage Saturday at 1 o'clock. Tell us about what you want to accomplish besides showing your fans what you have this year. What else are you looking to accomplish Saturday, Melissa?
You know, for us, it's a great opportunity to do just a nice dry run of the season. It's great for our bench crew and all of our facilities crew, just to sort of run through and make sure that the first time we have a home match isn't you know, on Wednesday the 31st. We have a match on Wednesday against St. Louis on August 31st. It'll be our first home game. And so it's good for our players to also feel that sort of game time atmosphere. So we really try and create the best home atmosphere that we can. Hopefully our fans will come out and help that as well. But it's just a great opportunity for them to compete and put on the uniform. Right now in practice, they've got T-shirts on and they're going at it, and it's great, but it's comfortable and it's nice to be able to get in the arena. We practice here in North Gym a lot. So, you know, for us to be able to move into Redbird and have that atmosphere that they're going to have for home matches is a really great opportunity for them.
Jalen Keane returning. All Missouri Valley selection has been, I know there's a lot of raging debate on campus over who's the better athlete, Jalen or Dalton.
You know who my vote goes for. That's not a difficult one for
okay,
me.
Okay, so you're going Jalen.
For sure.
We're going to ask.
I love Dalton. He's great.
We're going to ask Coach Spack the
yes,
same question.
Do.
He might go with Jalen.
I'm not sure how preseason's going for him, but no, yeah, Jalen and Dalton. It's so great that they're both here, and
what a unique
situation. Yeah. Exactly. So we're blessed because she's phenomenal, and her leadership has just gotten better every year, and here she is starting her junior year. Unbelievable. Can't believe it.
And Dalton Keane in that Redbird defensive line back for his junior year.
Yeah,
that's
he redshirted
right.
that first year.
They're both
year.
Juniors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dalton actually a year older than Jalen. But tell us about some of the other players. You have three freshmen returning who are now sophomores, all of whom were on the All-Valley freshman team last year.
We played a lot of freshmen last year, that's for sure. Courtney Pence was in our libero role. Allie Line was freshman of the year in the middle opposite of Jalen. And Lexi Varga, you know, had an injury late, a concussion late in the season, but had a really great start to the season. And those three were the all-conference, all-freshman team last fall. So, yeah, they're returning, and they've got some experience, which we're really going to need heading into the season, losing someone like Ashley Rush. But I'll tell you, a player to watch, I think, and to keep an eye out for is Lexi Wallen, another one of our freshmen from last year, who I think is the most improved player on our team this past year. She had a phenomenal spring, and she clearly did her work this summer because she's a different player right now in our gym, and it's been great to see her grow. She's touching over 10 feet right now. She's really playing great. Her ball control's improved. Her scoring ability's improved. So it's been really fun to see her step up, and I think that probably being around those other three that made the all-freshman team was only motivation for her. So that was really, I think, a treat to be able to start preseason with so many players coming back with experience and playing well.
I do remember last year at the season, the ISU football season ticket kickoff, you came up, introduced the team, and you mentioned you were going to be playing. You mentioned the number of freshmen you had, and you weren't going to be shy about playing them. I guess that's a sign that your program has progressed enough that you feel like, you, even though you have a lot of veterans coming back, you're not afraid to stick young talent in there that's talented to play them and win. And you did.
Yeah, for sure. We did. We had to in some ways, because even though we graduated six senior starters that previous year, so we had a lot of new players that were coming in. We had five freshmen and four transfers last year that were new. So more than half our team was new. And the other players that were returning, even though they were on that team, they didn't get a significant amount of playing time. So it really was an open field, and it was just an open competition. And we tell our players every year, and we tell our recruits the same thing. You come and compete. Don't come here and wait for your turn. You may never get it. You come and you compete from the beginning, and we don't care if you're a freshman or a senior. You play if you're going to make our team better. And sometimes the best players in the gym don't necessarily help other players around them.
Melissa, I was going to ask you, what about the recruits now? What about your freshmen or your new recruits for this year?
How do you feel about them? We have three newcomers this year. Two are freshmen, Ella Francis from Minneapolis and Monica Miller, who's from Columbus. And then we have a transfer who's an Illinois native, but she was at ICC in Peoria.
Oh, okay.
And she's a transfer, junior college transfer, who's going to be a junior for us, a defensive specialist. And all three have really stepped in, and they hit the ground running. They're right in the mix right now. And quite honestly, if I had to start tomorrow, I'm not sure who I'd play. I'd really have to go home and think about it. It's a really great competitive gym right now, and everyone's been playing pretty well.
Well, it sounds like you've got this program going where you're getting good people every year, and you're satisfied with them. And it's hard to accomplish that, and you've done a great job getting to this point. But 2 years ago it started, didn't it, where it really took off?
No, for sure. You know, I think that group grew together. There were six of them, and they became a great team and were really motivated to change the history and change the direction of the program. And thankfully, they had 4 years to do it, and they got a lot of experience and playing time. But by the time they were veterans, they really, I think, just did a great job. And even their junior year, they were really good. They started the season 8-0 in conference. And so, that certainly helped. And now there's an expectation now. And certainly players on our team have been on that team, and they know what it is and what it takes to win. And they're helping other people to understand that.
Keep it going, girl.
Yeah, we hope so. Thanks.
We're talking with Melissa Myers, Redbird volleyball coach, veteran Redbird volleyball coach. We're talking to her here at the ISU Hog Roast. We're in Horton Fieldhouse because of the weather. Today's Hog Roast sponsored in part by Denny's Donuts and Bakery, a huge supporter of ISU and ISU athletics. Denny's Donuts is a sweet tradition to bring to all of your tailgate events. Denny's on Main Street in Bloomington, and by Melissa Eisenberg, country financial representative. As an ISU alum, Melissa is a dedicated fan and supporter of all Redbird athletics and wants to wish the Redbirds much success in 2016. Melissa is especially a big fan of all of the Redbird coaches who share her first name.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Fantastic. I'm a fan of hers too.
Quickly, this is an Olympic year, and
my favorite.
So volleyball is getting some worldwide exposure.
Indeed.
Does that translate into more Redbird volleyball fans, do you think, as we go through the fall?
You know, I'm not sure if it does that or not, but it certainly puts the spotlight on the sport. And, you know, in Brazil, it's such a great country for volleyball. They've got two great teams in their indoor women and men's, but they also have outdoor teams that have been successful. You know, that country loves their soccer for sure. That's certain, the joke in Brazil is that volleyball is the most popular sport because soccer is religion. So that's the joke in Brazil. But, it's great to see volleyball on TV. And we actually, one night for our team meeting, we watched Walsh and Ross, the duo on the beach. You know, they're just doing such great things, not only skill-wise and execution-wise, but even their presence and the way they work together as a team. And it's so great for our athletes to see high-level women athletes across the world, really, in all different sports, not just volleyball, but swimming and track and gymnastics. And it's been so fun for our athletes to see that these women highlighted, and it's been great to see just Yeah, for sure volleyball, but every sport really.
You especially enjoy watching the heptathletes.
I do. Well, Jackie Junior Kersey was my idol growing up. I mean, I love that woman. She got me into sports.
That's an Illinois woman.
Exactly. So East St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got a... I got to go down there and visit. She has a center down there, I believe.
I believe so.
And I love that woman. She got me started in sports.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
Super inspirational. Her husband still coaches.
Yep.
Yeah. So I love track and field. And Usain Bolt last night was unbelievable.